Earlier, Donald Trump addressed a United Nations Security Council where he took aim at China. The US president's accused Beijing of trying to interfere with the approaching US midterm elections, saying he has plenty of evidence. Thomas Arete reports.
It was the first time Donald Trump had chaired a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, and it seems he didn't want to waste the opportunity.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election.
He says the motive is clear. The accusations mark the latest chapter in what's become a bitter trade war. And according to Donald Trump, China's trying to punish him for taking a stand.
They do not want me or us to win because I am the first president ever to challenge China on trade. And we are winning on trade.
The comments come at a critical time for Donald Trump. November's elections will decide whether his party can keep control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. But regardless of what the outcome is, China remains adamant. It won't have intervened. Wang Yi is China's Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Finally, I want to point out that China has always followed the principle of non-interference in other countries' domestic affairs. This is a tradition of Chinese foreign policy.
The president didn't back up his claims at the meeting with evidence, but as he was leaving, he told reporters he had plenty of it. And a look at his Twitter feed might hint to what provoked him. He's posted screenshots of an advertising supplement paid for by a media company that's run by the Chinese government. It was in the Des Moines Register, a newspaper in Iowa, where soy farmers are feeling the impact of the trade war, and it spruiked the benefits of a US-China trade relationship. David Skidmore is a professor of political science at Drake University in Des Moines.
The first note was, hey, we're friends, and friends should try to work out problems amicably. The other note was that, hey, there's a big economic stake in this relationship. Iowa sells lots of soybeans to China, and of course, once Chinese exports to the U.S. were hit with tariffs, that was the first thing that China targeted in retaliation.
But Donald Trump says he sees through the tactics. He says China's markets are down while the U.S. is looking up.
Thomas Arete reporting.